in the studio right now is the executive director of the Miss Missouri pageant, Alice Leonati, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
We're glad to have you back in here. I know there's going to be a big event that will be happening here in Mexico tomorrow. It's actually going to be a send-off to the Miss America pageant. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, sure. This I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but at the beginning of 2023, the Miss America organization kind of had a change of ownership. And with that has come a lot of changes and whatnot. And one of them, we're going to be having a lot of firsts this year related to Miss America. For the first time ever, our Miss Missouri's teen and Miss Missouri will be competing at the same time at nationals. We've never had that before. Normally, the teen competition would be in the summer, probably about 6 weeks after Miss Missouri, and they would have their national competition before school started for them. This year, both are going to be running simultaneously in Orlando, Florida, which is where Miss America is going to be held this year. So, for the first time ever, our send-off party is going to feature both Miss Missouri's teen, who's Grayson Rouse, and Miss Missouri, Haley Leach, to showcase their wardrobe and talk about what all they've been doing and how they've been prepping to get ready for Miss America. So we've never had the opportunity to have a send-off with both people being sent off at the same time.
I know that's going to be exciting to have them both in Mexico. It's going to take place at Fairytale Estates. Am I right on that?
Yes, you are. Yeah, and that's out on north on Highway 15. It's been under several names over the last few years. Some people may know it as it was Steinman's for a while and Heritage something for a while. So, but it's currently one of the Fairytale places, and it's Fairytale Estates. So, but you want to go north on Highway 15.
Absolutely. The exact address, 8287 State Highway 15.
Correct.
And what time does all this get underway?
It'll begin at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The bulk of the program will be both of the girls will be modeling the wardrobe that they're going to be taking to Miss America, and their evening gown. They're showcasing their talent, talk a little bit about how everything, came together. And then after that part of the show's done, then there's going to be kind of a fun reception there with cake and cookies, and people have an opportunity to visit one-on-one with Grayson and Haley and wish them well before they head off, because not everybody's going to have a chance to hop in the plane and go to Florida and see them there.
Absolutely. Is this free and open to the public?
It is. We would love for, Mexico is such a unbelievably important supporter of our whole organization. So we would love for anybody that's interested to come and see how things have gotten put together so that we'll be ready to go for Miss America, and just to give a chance to talk to these young women and wish them well. They have worked just incredibly hard since they were crowned in June, doing, Miss America prep, working on their community service. Both of them are attending school. I think they both have somehow figured out how to have days that have more than 24 hours in them to accomplish all that they've accomplished. But they're great young women. We're so proud of them. And I know they would appreciate any support from the community.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there will be opportunities to take photos with the ladies.
Yes, photos with the girls. There's a little caveat on photos. We do ask that when they're wearing their official wardrobe, that photos not be taken and put on social media yet, because they kind of want the big reveal when they're actually there. But there will be the opportunity to kind of meet and greet and do, individual selfies with the girls and that sort of thing. We just ask that people don't take photos of when them wearing their Miss America wardrobe, because that's kind of wants to be it wants to be a surprise when they walk on stage for that first time. Yeah. That's kind of a special moment.
You can get a sneak peek of it,
can see it. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, that'll be very awesome. This is going to be a great event, and if you have never had a chance to meet with Haley Leach or Grayson Rouse, they have very unique stories, and I'll tell you what, success stories. So I hope everybody will take the opportunity to go out tomorrow and meet both of them.
We would appreciate that. We know it's a really, really busy time of year, and people are having Christmas and the Gary Philbert and, you know, so many things going on in town. But these girls are certainly worthy of your support and your attention. So if you can pop in for a while, we'd love to have it. It's going to be a fun event.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.